Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. God's timing is always perfect. He is never early, never late. He is always on time. His timing is different from ours, yet it beckons us to trust in Him with unwavering faith. Have you ever noticed the gradual transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly? This miraculous process, hidden within the cocoon, is a profound scenario for God's timing in our lives. Just as the caterpillar undergoes a significant change within the cocoon, unseen and often unnoticed, so too do our lives transform under God's care, in His perfect timing. Even when we cannot see His work, He is actively shaping us, preparing us for the moment when we are ready to spread our wings. Today, we will explore the profound truth that God's timing is always perfect, revealing how, even in the quietest seasons of waiting, God is intricately weaving our stories. In these silent chapters, He shapes our lives with deliberate grace and beauty, similar to the miraculous transformation of a butterfly. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, let us find assurance in Psalm 27, verse 14, which urges us, saying, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. Just as the caterpillar trusts in the unseen forces of nature to transform, we too are called to trust in God's unseen timing and work in our lives. In this waiting, there is strength to be found, courage to be gathered, and a deep faith to be nurtured. As we embark on this journey of understanding and embracing God's perfect timing, let us open our hearts to the transformation He is orchestrating in our lives, preparing us for the moment we step into the fullness of His plan. Let us now explore the foundation of trust. My friends, trusting in God's timing is an act of faith that challenges us to believe in the unseen, to hold on to the promise of a future that we cannot yet see. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we are reminded, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This verse underscores the essence of our journey through life, urging us to surrender our plans to the Lord, confident that His guidance is both perfect and timely. The path of faith is often marked by periods of waiting, where the silence from heaven seems to stretch endlessly before us. It's in these quiet moments that our trust is both tested and strengthened. Waiting is not a passive state, but a dynamic process of growing closer to God, learning to listen for His voice amid the silence. Consider the story of David, anointed as king, long before he actually ascended to the throne. His journey was filled with danger, betrayal, and moments of despair. Yet, David held fast to God's promise, understanding that the fulfillment of this promise would come in God's perfect timing, not his own. God's timing often puzzles us because it often does not align with our expectations. We live in a world that values speed and efficiency, where waiting is considered a waste of time. However, Isaiah 40, verse 31, offers a different perspective. It tells us, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse portrays waiting as a time of renewal and strength, a necessary pause that prepares us for the journey ahead. The beauty of God's timing is most apparent in the unexpected turns of our lives. When doors close and plans fail, it's tempting to question God's presence and care. Yet, these moments often lead us to paths that we would never have chosen, but also bring us closer to our divine purpose. Sometimes, being passed over for a job promotion can be the best thing that ever happens to you. Similarly, a relationship that didn't work out might have been for the best. My friends, I have often found myself grateful to God for situations that initially seemed disappointing, only to discover later that they were for the best. God's plan was far greater than I could have imagined. Embracing God's timing requires a deep-seated belief in His goodness and faithfulness. It means trusting that every delay, every detour, is a part of a larger plan we may not yet understand. Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
At CME, many of their team members are certified financial counselors trained to help you budget smarter, tackle debt, and build a plan for your financial goals. They offer free, confidential support exclusively for CME members with real-world guidance. So whether you're starting from scratch or need a plan for a specific financial journey, CME certified financial counselors are here to help. No judgment, just support. Let's move forward together. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org. For additional details.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Reassures us. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." The process of learning to trust in God's timing is also a journey of self-discovery. As we wait, we are invited to reflect on our desires, motivations, and priorities. This introspection can lead to a profound alignment of our will with God's, ensuring that when the time comes, we are ready to embrace the opportunities that He presents. Patience in waiting on God's timing also teaches us the value of the present moment. It challenges us to find joy and purpose in the now rather than constantly looking forward to the next thing. In doing so, we cultivate a heart of gratitude, recognizing the many ways that God is working in our lives, even as we wait. My friends, one of the greatest challenges in trusting God's timing is dealing with uncertainty. The unknown can be a source of anxiety and fear, yet faith calls us to face the future with confidence in God's care. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 encourages us not to be anxious, but to present our requests to God, with the peace of God guarding our hearts and minds. Trusting in God's timing also brings peace. It is the peace that comes from knowing we are not alone, that our lives are guided by a loving Creator who knows us better than we know ourselves. This peace allows us to face each day with hope, looking forward to the perfect fulfillment of God's plan for our lives. Now, let us explore the growth that we experience through waiting. In the heart of waiting, there lies a hidden treasure of growth and maturity that can only be uncovered through the journey of patience and trust. As we delve deeper into understanding God's perfect timing, we see that the periods of waiting are not merely pauses in our life's journey, but essential chapters where our faith, character, and trust in God are nurtured and strengthened. The story of Joseph offers profound insights into the purpose and potential of waiting. Despite being sold into slavery and unjustly imprisoned, Joseph never lost faith in God's sovereignty and timing. His experiences in waiting were integral to developing the wisdom, humility, and leadership needed to fulfill the role that God had prepared for him. Through Joseph's story, we learn that God's timing often involves a process of preparation, where our spirits are refined and our hearts aligned with his purposes. In the silence of waiting, we are given the opportunity to deepen our relationship with God. It's a time to explore the depths of his word, to engage in heartfelt prayer, and to cultivate a listening attitude attuned to his guidance and whispers through the Holy Spirit. This intimate communion with God transforms our waiting from a passive state into an active pursuit of his presence and will. Waiting also challenges us to surrender our control and instead to trust in God's plans for our lives. It confronts the illusion that we are the architects of our destiny and reminds us that, ultimately, it is God who directs our paths. This surrender is not a sign of weakness, but of strength and wisdom, acknowledging that God's ways are higher and his plans are more magnificent than anything we could devise on our own. When we think about it, what do we truly know after all? The timing of God often defies our understanding and expectations. We see only a fragment of the tapestry of our lives, while God views the entire masterpiece. His timing is orchestrated with precision, weaving together the threads of countless lives and events into a perfect whole. Trusting in this divine timing means believing that every delay has purpose, and every moment is ripe with potential, orchestrated by the Creator himself. Let us consider the seasons of nature as a metaphor for God's timing. Just as each season serves a specific purpose in the natural world, so do the seasons of our lives in the spiritual realm. There are times for planting, times for growing, times for harvesting, and times for resting. Recognizing and embracing the season we are in allows us to live fully in the moment, appreciating the unique gifts and challenges it brings. The growth that occurs in waiting is not always visible to the outside world. Much like the roots of a plant stretching deep into the soil, our spiritual roots grow deeper into the heart of God during these times. This unseen growth is critical for sustaining us through the storms of life, and for enabling us to flourish in the seasons of harvest. Patience is a virtue refined in the furnace of waiting. It is a quality that adorns the character of those who have learned to trust in God's timing, reflecting a deep-seated peace and assurance that God is at work, even in the quietest moments. My friends, patience does not mean inactivity, but represents a dynamic faith that actively anticipates God's movement and promises. In waiting, we also learn the power of hope. Hope anchors our souls, keeping us steadfast in the face of uncertainty and delay. It is a confident expectation of the goodness of God, a trust that he will fulfill his promises to us in his perfect timing. This hope is not based on wishful thinking, but on the unchanging character of God and his faithfulness throughout history. The transformative power of waiting is not limited to our personal growth, but extends to the impact we have on others. As we wait on God, our lives become testimonies of his faithfulness and timing, encouraging and strengthening those around us. Our journey of trust becomes a beacon of hope for others navigating their own seasons of waiting. Let us embrace the waiting periods in our lives with a renewed perspective, understanding that in God's perfect timing, not a single moment is wasted, but every second is purposefully ordained for our growth, preparation, and ultimate fulfillment of his divine plan. Therefore, there is no need for worry, doubt, or fear. Do not rely on your own understanding. Fight the urge to rationalize every detail. Surrender and place your trust in God, for his timing is always perfect. He who is ever faithful will guide you with precision and grace. And now let us turn our attention to living in the fullness of God's timing. My friends, let us journey into understanding how to live fully within the framework of divine timing. This understanding does not merely encompass waiting for God's timing to manifest, but actively engaging with our present reality, knowing that each moment is a gift from God, intricately woven into the fabric of his eternal plan. Living in the fullness of God's timing means embracing the present with a heart of gratitude. It's recognizing that today, with all its trials and triumphs, is part of God's perfect timing for our lives. This attitude transforms our daily living, turning routine moments into opportunities for growth and service, and challenges into lessons of faith and perseverance. It involves seeing the hand of God in every situation, whether it's a season of abundance or a period of scarcity. Just as Paul learned to be content in all circumstances, we too are called to find joy and peace in God's provision for today, trusting that he will continue to provide for our needs according to his riches and glory. Living in God's timing also means being sensitive to his leading and promptings. It's about being open to God's redirections, even when they deviate from our plans. This sensitivity to the Holy Spirit enables us to seize divine opportunities and engage in acts of kindness and service that align with God's timing, impacting lives in ways we might never have anticipated. Furthermore, embracing God's timing encourages us to let go of our anxieties about the future. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, reminded us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This call to trust speaks directly to our tendency to overthink and stress about what lies ahead, instead inviting us to rest in the knowledge that God holds our futures. To live in the fullness of God's timing is to cultivate patience and resilience. It's understanding that the journey to God's promises might be long and filled with obstacles, but with each step, we are being prepared, shaped into the individuals God has called us to be. This preparation time is as crucial as the fulfillment of the promise itself, for it is here that our faith is refined and our character is built. This way of living also fosters a spirit of hopeful anticipation. Hope becomes the anchor of our souls, a steadfast assurance that, though we may not see the fruits of our faith immediately in God's perfect timing, all will come to fruition. This hope propels us into action, into living purposefully and lovingly, making the most of the time we've been given. Also, living in God's timing means recognizing that our timing might often be out of sync with his. This recognition brings humility and surrender as we acknowledge that our understanding is limited and our perspective is not all-encompassing. It's a daily exercise of submitting our desires and plans to God, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." It also means celebrating the now, finding reasons to be thankful and ways to express joy, even in the midst of uncertainty or waiting. This celebration of the present moment is a declaration of trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, a testimony to the peace that comes from living in alignment with God's timing. Living in the fullness of God's time encourages us to be instruments of God's timing in the lives of others, whether through words of encouragement, acts of kindness, or simply being present. We are called to be part of God's timely intervention in the world around us, bringing hope and reflecting His love. My friends, living in the fullness of God's timing is a holistic approach to faith and life. It's an invitation to experience the depth, width, and height of God's love and plan for us each day. As we align our hearts and lives with God's timing, we discover the joy of being exactly where we are meant to be, doing exactly what we are called to do, fully assured that in every moment, God's timing is indeed perfect. May you be encouraged to live fully in God's timing, embracing each day with faith, hope, and love. Let us carry this understanding into our daily lives, becoming beacons of God's perfect timing in a world in need of His light and truth. My dear friends, let us hold steadfast to the unwavering truth that God's timing is indeed perfect. May our hearts be filled with courage and our spirits with trust as we journey forward, anchored in the promise of His word and the certainty of His love. Let every step we take be a testament to our faith and His timing, our lives a melody of praise for His endless grace. Remember, in every season of waiting, in every moment of uncertainty, the Creator of the heavens and earth holds you in His hands, orchestrating your life story with divine precision. My friends, rise up with renewed strength and hope, for in the fullness of God's time, every heart will find its deepest fulfillment. Trust in Him, for He is faithful, and His timing, without fail, will reveal the beauty of His perfect plans for you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the author of time and the creator of heaven and earth, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, He that was and is to come. I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. Your majesty and glory are unmatched. Your wisdom surpasses our understanding, and your love for us knows no bounds. You, who set the stars in motion and orchestrate the seasons with perfect precision, are worthy of all honor and adoration. Lord, I give you thanks for the countless blessings you've poured into my life and the lives of my loved ones, and for your steadfast presence that guides me through every moment. I am grateful for your protective hand that has held me in times of trial and your provision that sustains me each day. Merciful Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, for the times I've doubted your timing and questioned your plans. I also extend forgiveness to those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or hurt. In the midst of life's uncertainties, I lean into the assurance of your perfect timing. Teach me to trust in your divine plan, knowing that you are working all things for my good. Help me to embrace the seasons of waiting with faith and patience, secure in the knowledge that you are molding me for your purposes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over impatience and anxiety. I rebuke every spirit of fear and doubt that tries to cloud my vision of your faithfulness. Lord, I ask for your blessings to flow abundantly in my life. Bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Bless me with health, wisdom, and provision. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from all destruction, from every scheme that seeks to derail your plans for me. Deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. In the name of Jesus, I bind every tactic of the adversary aimed at my spirit, body, or mind, declaring that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I pray for healing, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Let your healing virtue touch every area of my life that needs your divine touch. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, standing in faith for each other, believing for breakthroughs, healing, and the manifestation of your promises. Together, we claim victory over our lives, declare healing for our bodies, minds, and souls. We give thanks for your protection. Cover us in our going out and coming in. Let the presence of your Holy Spirit surround us, fill us, guide us in your truth, and empower us to live in the fullness of your perfect timing. Help us to walk in step with your Spirit, sensitive to your leading and open to your corrections. For every family and loved one connected to us, we pray the same blessings, protection, provision, and peace over their lives. May your favor and grace surround them, just as it surrounds me. Keep us under the shadow of your wings, safe from harm and guided by your light. Lord, let there be a divine alignment in our lives with your perfect timing. Strengthen our faith as we wait on you, and may our lives reflect the beauty and power of your sovereignty. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you, It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.